Welcome to the Wednesday Gathering, a live Christian Science teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to all. We're delighted that you've joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those with a computer, our web address is prayerfulgathering.com. To hear previous healing messages, please click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive. Now let's join together in song with hymn number 200. Welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's healing message is God Brings Back Her Children. I shall be reading from the Authorized or King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The Bible readings are drawn from the books of Isaiah, Genesis, 2 Kings, St. Matthew, St. Luke, Joel, and Zephaniah. The names of the books will not be announced individually. From the Bible, I have lost my children and am desolate, a captive. Behold, I was left alone. These, where had they been? Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will lift up mine hand to the Gentiles, and set up my standard to the people. And they shall bring thy sons in their arms, and thy daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far, and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even everyone that is called by my name. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. There shall be no more thence an infant of days, nor an old man that hath not filled his days, for the child shall die 100 years old. And it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that, as oft as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. And he said to Gehazi, his servant, call the Shunammite. And when he had called her, she stood before him. And he said, about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, nay, my lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thine handmaid. And the woman conceived and bare a son at that season that Elisha had said unto her, according to the time of life. And when the child was grown, it fell on the day that he went out to his father's, to the reapers. And he said unto his father, my head, my head. And he said to a lad, carry him to his mother. And when Elisha was come into the house, behold, the child was dead and laid upon his bed. He went in therefore and shut the door upon them twain and prayed unto the Lord. And the child sneezed 7 times, and the child opened his eyes. And he called Gehazi and said, call the Shunammite. So he called her. And when she was come in unto him, he said, take up thy son and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted, and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name, receiveth me. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness, and go after that which is lost, until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten. At that time will I bring you again, even in the time that I gather you. For I will make you a name and a praise among all people of the earth, when I turn back your captivity before your eyes, saith the Lord. And now from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. Man is the family name for all ideas, the sons and daughters of God. When Jacob was asked, What is thy name? He straightway answered, and then his name was changed to Israel. For as a prince had he prevailed, and had power with God and with men. He had conquered material error with the understanding of spirit and of spiritual power. This changed the man. He was no longer called Jacob, but Israel, a prince of God, or a soldier of God who had fought a good fight. He was to become the father of those who, through earnest striving, followed his demonstration of the power of spirit over the material senses. And the children of earth who followed his example were to be called the children of Israel until the Messiah should rename them. if these children should go astray and forget that life is God good, and that good is not in elements which are not spiritual, thus losing the divine power which heals the sick and sinning, they were to be brought back through great tribulation to be renamed in Christian Science and led to deny material sense or mind and matter, even as the gospel teaches. Definition of children. The spiritual thoughts and representatives of life, truth, and love. Sensual and mortal beliefs, counterfeits of creation whose better originals are God's thoughts, not in embryo, but in maturity. Children of Israel, definition. The representatives of soul, not corporeal sense. The offspring of spirit, who, having wrestled with error, sin, and sense, are governed by divine science. In science, we are children of God, but whatever is material sense or mortal belongs not to his children, for materiality is the inverted image of spirituality. The divine science of man is woven into one web of consistency without seam or rent. Mere speculation or superstition appropriates no part of the divine vesture, while inspiration restores every part of the Christly garment of righteousness. Mortals are not fallen children of God. They never had a perfect state of being which may subsequently be regained. Mortals will disappear, and immortals, or the children of God, will appear as the only and eternal verities of man. When speaking of God's children, not the children of men, Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is within you." That is, truth and love reign in the real man, showing that man in God's image is unfallen and eternal. Jesus beheld in science the perfect man who appeared to him where sinning mortal man appears to mortals. In this perfect man, the Savior saw God's own likeness, and this correct view of man healed the sick. Jesus loved little children because of their freedom from wrong and their receptiveness of right. While age is halting between two opinions or battling with false beliefs, youth makes easy and rapid strides towards truth. A little girl who had occasionally listened to my explanations badly wounded her finger. She seemed not to notice it. On being questioned about it, she answered ingenuously, "There's no sensation in matter." Bounding off with laughing eyes, she presently added, "Mama, my finger's not a bit sore." It might have been months or years before her parents would have laid aside their drugs or reached the mental height their little daughter so naturally attained. Does God send sickness, giving the mother her child for the brief space of a few years and then taking it away by death? Is God creating anew what he's already created? The scriptures are definite on this point, declaring that his work was finished. Nothing is new to God, and that it was good. It is our ignorance of God, the divine principle, which produces apparent discord, and the right understanding of him restores harmony. Even in Christian science, reproduction by spirit's individual ideas is but the reflection of the creative power of the divine principle of those ideas. These ideas range from the infinitesimal to infinity, and the highest ideas are the sons and daughters of God. the reflection through mental manifestation of the multitudinous forms of mind which people the realm of the real, is controlled by mind, the principle governing the reflection. Multiplication of God's children comes from no power of propagation in matter. It is the reflection of spirit. I appeal to the just and equitable decisions of divine spirit to restore to mortal man the rights of which he has been deprived. Through divine science, spirit, God, unites understanding to eternal harmony. The calm and exalted thought, or spiritual apprehension, is at peace.